Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're going to do 30 minutes of Eternum, so let's get started. Well, I have to go back to the cafe. I'll be back for dinner. Play nice. Sure thing, Dad. Oh, I should probably change out of these clothes first. A lot of police frequent the cafe, and I don't think they'd enjoy my new attire very much. Now take care, Grim. Goodbye, Mr. Hernandez. Have a good day at work. Thank you. Well, with that show out of the way, I guess it's time to start playing. Sorry about my dad, he can be pretty wild sometimes. Nah, I think it's cool. I wish my father would have done fun things like that when I was living with him. But yeah, you're right, let's play. Alright, go ahead and use the bathroom if you still can, and then meet me in the living room. Sounds good to me. Okay, I'll log in first and send you an invite. Annie should be waiting for us already. Perfect. Is there anything I need to know before joining this server? Nothing in particular. I'll explain everything once we're there. Alright then, let's not waste any more time. How long should I wait for your invitation? Oh, I guess you can't hear me anymore. Pretty crazy how much the game takes over all of your senses. I heard that the neural implant comes with a safety system that wakes you up if it detects a physical problem like any sort of bodily harm or trauma. It'll even detect issues with your surrounding environment too, like the fumes of gas or even the presence of smoke. I wonder if that system has ever failed. Well, that should be enough time for her to send the invite. It's my turn to jump in. You activate the neural implant.
Connected. Welcome back to Eternum. You've received an invitation from Luna. Would you like to join her session?
Let's do it.
Please prepare to connect.
Okay, I'm standing. I can feel my legs and I'm not even dizzy. Nice, I'm getting used to Eternum after all. Seems like a nice family-friendly neighborhood, not ominous looking whatsoever. Jeez, it's cold in here. Grim! Luna! Wow, I love your outfit. It gives me sorceress vibes. You look beautiful. Thank you, I won it in a tournament. Really, another tournament? Man, first you won the neural implant, now a cool outfit. Something tells me it's better not to mess with you in Eternum. I'm not that good. Actually, my destruction magic is rather weak, but I'm not a bad summoner. Summoner? I can invoke different creatures, animals, soldiers, ghosts, but I can show you that another day. I doubt we'll have to deal with any kind of combat on this server. Do you like your outfit, by the way? My outfit? Oh, damn. I didn't even notice. Finally, I don't look like a noob. My peasant-looking days are behind me. Is this your doing? Yeah, I sent it along with your invitation. I thought a classic detective outfit suited the server. Love it! Ah, why is it so cold here? Couldn't you have picked a server in the tropics or something? Annie! Hi there. Glad you could make it. Of course, I never miss an opportunity to play Eternum. Yeah, I know that firsthand. Welcome, Annie. Thank you so much for inviting me, Luna. My pleasure. I love your outfit, Annie. You look beautiful, too. Oh, beautiful? Well, thank you. I just chose the first thing I saw in my inventory. It's nothing special. I just thought that since we were going to a server of... What exactly is this server about again, Luna? I know you told us earlier. It definitely looks very eerie. Well, I welcome you to the Red Herring, a server dedicated to solving mysteries and uncovering the truth behind the horror. Truth behind the horror, huh? Yeah, this server consists of 12 different cities and towns, each with multiple districts within. Every district has tons of cases waiting to be solved. Man, and this is all on one server? Sometimes I forget just how big Eternum is. Is there a case to be solved around this area? Yes, the Enigma of the Foggy District. As I mentioned before, this is the case that's got me stumped. I've tried repeatedly to solve it by myself, just as I did with all the others, but I'm still stuck. Ah, no worries, Luna. We'll solve it together. They don't call me Grim Holmes for nothing, do they? No one calls you that. And how should we start? I don't see anyone at all. Actually, now that you mention it, yeah, you're right. There's not a soul around. No NPCs, players, nobody. Well, what's the story behind this place, Luna? There once was a man named Jeremy Flink, a rich and powerful businessman who opened a cement factory here. Seems like they don't have much use for that. Everything is cement. He took advantage of the fact that this was a poor neighborhood and hired hundreds of workers for far less than minimum wage. But damn, that goes on now. All while he lived an extravagant life in the comforts of a modern, luxurious house outside the slums. Interesting. After experiencing years of abuse under his watch, the workers got fed up and burned the factory down. The ashes of that fire blanketed the streets like snow, and ever since that great fire, the sun has not risen once. The sun has yet to rise, huh? Maybe there could be something paranormal going on here too. Is that possible? Some of the mysteries in the Red Herring just involve simple murders or robberies of perfectly reasonable explanations. But there are others that do dive into the paranormal realm, yes. Oh god, I don't like the sound of that. With the factory destroyed, most people ended up leaving the neighborhood, and now there's only a handful left. That makes investigation of this case slow and very difficult. All the other players who have tried to solve it before have given up already, so we probably won't see anyone else. On the other hand, the more difficult the case, the better the bounty. If we manage somehow to unravel this mystery, the reward would definitely be worth it. Interesting. So yeah, I think our best bet would be trying to find some villagers. I've already spoke with most of them numerous times, but maybe you'll have better luck at catching something I haven't. I wonder what's causing the fog in the endless night. Could it be a curse? Maybe we have to find its source. I've already been to the old factory grounds, but there's nothing but a mountain of ash and iron debris now. Luna's not wearing her gloves. No burns, scars, birthmarks, tentacle hands, or penis fingers. Gotta watch with those penis fingers. Why does she always wear gloves then? It's because she likes the look of gloves. Why wouldn't she wear them inside Eternum too? Should I ask again? No, it's probably not the right time for that. Man, that dress fits her body perfectly, and it complements her breasts so much. They seem to be way bigger than I thought. She's very pretty and has a great body. Maybe if her personality was a little different, she'd be super popular at school. I hope she doesn't change one bit, though. I love how she is. If she was any different, she wouldn't be, well, Luna. We should... Oh, look, there's a man over there. God, that was embarrassing. Did she catch me staring at her tits? Let's go talk to them. Or him, rather. Oh, you're right. Someone's sitting on the ground. That's Enzo. Do you know him? Yes, he used to be a factory worker, but one was one of the few that stayed behind when everyone left. He's got nowhere to go. Ah, that's so sad. Poor man. Hello? Enzo? What do you want? I'm Grim. Can we talk for a bit? No, go away. Okay. Hello, Enzo. Miss Hernandez, yours truly, and I told you to call me Luna, Enzo. How have you been? Same as always, staying out in the cold and always getting sick. He remembers you. Of course, the memory of NPCs is never reset. Sometimes it becomes impossible to distinguish them from a real player role-playing. Well, that is interesting. The founder is a genius. Is there anything we can do to help you, Enzo? You can do anything. Everything is already lost. It all went to shit when they burned that damn factory down. I told them not to do it, but they didn't listen. Do you know why the sun never rises here? What could be causing it? I don't know. Everyone in this district either died or abandoned the city. Only I remain, left alone to live amongst the rats and cockroaches. Did they kill the factory owner, Mr. Flink? Maybe he's the one who left a curse on this place. As far as I know, no. He was on a business trip outside the city when everything happened, and to top it all off, his insurance covered everything. He didn't bat an eye at the destruction that took place here. Do you know of anyone who would curse this place, Enzo? We did something terrible. We deserve it. What did you do? We did something terrible. We deserve it. It's not your fault, Enzo. Mr. Flink was an exploitative, evil man. We did something terrible. We deserve it. Uh-oh. Here comes the king and the king is in his garden and everyone's happy. The king is in his garden. Like, you talk to him, you know, it's the same word over and over and over again. And that's it. Once he starts saying that, he enters a never-ending dialogue loop. Well, that didn't help us much. We don't know what's causing the curse, if there is one, and have no idea how we could even lift it. I will say that the Trails games, I guess I'm gonna promote them a little here. But, guys, one cool thing about the NPCs in the Trails games is, when you talk to them the first time and then you go back to the town later on in the game, they say different things. Like, they always say different things depending on the events that are going on. So, I mean, yes, they do have a dialogue loop, but it's not tied to one sentence forever. It's always something different depending on the event or where you're at in the game. So, some people that really get into Trails, they like to talk to every NPC every time something new happens. I know that must take forever, but some people are just really obsessed with Trails, so they talk to them over and over and over again, hoping they'll say something different and add to the story and lore of the games, which are already massive as it is. Anyway, let's get back to the game. We don't know what's causing the curse, and if there is one, I have no idea how we could even lift it. Yes, I know, it's frustrating. This is why everyone stopped trying to solve this case. There are a couple more villagers, but they all end up repeating the same thing. We did something terrible. We deserve it. Do you know where they are? Maybe if we... It's almost midnight. Huh? Who's that woman? I don't know. I've never seen her before. Why does she look so scary? Excuse me, ma'am? Did you say midnight? How can you tell what time it is? It's always night here. The child will wake up at midnight. You have to help her. The child? The little girl is the key to lifting this curse. Help her and you'll remove the curse that consumes this place. Where's the girl? On the highest floor of the Bixen building. In the only room with light. Yes, I see it. If you delay too long, the light will fade away, and with it, the hope of ever lifting this curse. Who are you? Why are you helping us? I'm just a member of the Syndicate like any other. The Syndicate? From the factory that burned down? Good luck, Grim. Well, that was strange. Was she an NPC? I guess. Well, in any case, we got lucky. We have a new clue! Let's head over to that Bixen building. The main door was left open. Weird, I thought I'd already explored this building during my previous visits to the Foggy District. Well, let's take a look anyway. Ah, that's more like it. It's so warm and cozy in here. Yeah, you're right, it feels so good. This fireplace is like heaven, my hands were freezing out there. Is this server always so cold and damp? Not at all, I once solved a case in an iron foundry where the heat was so bad I had to strip down to my underwear. Oh, come on now, why couldn't we solve a mystery over there? You know, I've definitely been here before, I'm sure of it. But last time the building was empty, the lights were out and the fire wasn't lit. Maybe they only switch the lights on at a certain time of the day. Could be. Wait a second, do you hear that? What? That noise, it's coming from upstairs. There's someone here. Perhaps it's the child that woman mentioned. Probably, but I get the feeling that we're not just going to find a normal kid who wants to see if you have any games on your phone. But what do you mean by that? I have no idea what to expect, so be ready for anything. Maybe we'll find a deformed kid, or perhaps the kid's already dead and we're hearing the murderer chopping their body into pieces. What? You're scaring me, Grim. Well, in any case, we have to get up there. We can't give up. We have to solve this case. Yes! You guys go first. I'll be right behind you. I think that's the window we saw from the street. Yes, I think so. Let's take a look. Oh shit, the lights went out. The only light left is coming from that candle. Oh man, you've got to be kidding me. Oh my God! There's that little girl. The woman was telling the truth. We have to talk to her. Are you sure about that? She must be the key to lift this curse and solve this mystery. There's no way this is just a coincidence. Hello, dear? Holy fuck, this is so creepy. Why isn't she answering? Maybe she's scared. Can't be more scared than I am right now. Now? Hello, are you lost? We can help you. We won't harm you. Why are you talking with that voice? What voice? You sound like someone trying to lure a kid into your windowless van. This is my normal voice. A perfectly pleasant, normal voice. How else am I supposed to sound? Who are you? Oh shit, she answered. Say something. But what? Can we come and sit next to you? Yes. Thank you. I'm Luna. It's really nice to meet you. What's your name? We're a mommy and daddy. If you tell us your name, we can help you find them. I'm Annie. Oh, come on. You've got to be kidding me. Nice to meet you, Annie. That's a beautiful name. Mommy calls me Anne, though. We can call you whatever you want. Annie is a beautiful name, too. I want my toys. I have nothing to play with here. Daddy said he'd bring me my toys. What do you want to play with? I want Mr. Nebula. Mr. Nebula? My favorite teddy bear. I left him at our house. Now I have nothing to play with here. We can go get him if you want. Where's your house? How about we go on an adventure together? An adventure to get you a new toy. Is that all right? Okay. But please don't leave me. Don't worry, we won't. Grim will go get you a new toy. Annie and I will stay here with you. Did you know she has the same name as you? Only pretty girls can be named Annie. Yeah, but we'll stay here and play with you, Annie. Okay. A new toy? Where could I find one? There's a man who sells all kinds of stuff in this district. He's not always around, but maybe we'll get lucky. He seems to frequent the area that's about 2 blocks down past the old schoolhouse. If he's not there, come back and we'll think of something else. Alright, count on me. I'm your man. I'll go get you the best toy you've ever had, Anne. Just wait for me here. I need to hurry. This whole situation is creepy as fuck. I don't want to leave the girls here alone for too long. That looks like a trading post. It must be the merchant Luna mentioned. Lucky us. Doesn't look like there's gonna be much of a toy selection for the girl, though. Let's see. Cabbages, some live animals, a camera, and is that an assault rifle? Here you go, little girl! Here's the toy to replace the bear with. Then she chases you around with an assault rifle. Oh, this is fun! Boom! Boom! What a bunch of random junk. Kind of reminds me of... Oh! This has got to be a joke. Well, hello, friend! Welcome back to Chop Chops! Best shop in all Red Herring! No, in all Eternum! Chop Chop, what the hell are you doing here? Why, selling goods make big money, of course! Cha-ching, ka-chow! You know already, only best materials, best products! But didn't you have a shop in Ion? Ion no give enough moolah! Too many peasant dress players, too many tiny wallets! I need work in more places, have to pay for son's college. He's gonna become a great businessman like his father and make me rich. I mean, make me proud. Holy yeah! If there's a corner in Eternum without a shop, Chop Chop won't be there. Money's pretty pennies. I pity your son. Well, as much as I'd love to contribute to your son's college fund, I don't think you can help me this time. I was looking for children's toys, and it doesn't seem like your selection meets the criteria. Oh, you lucky boy! Chop Chop got best toys in all Eternum! I show top 4 items. You choose best selection! Oh god, not this again. Alright, only because you seem to be my only hope out here. Show me what you have. First, pickaxe of destiny! What? No! You already tried to scam me with that rusty shovel the first time. No more useless tools of destiny, and a pickaxe is not something for a child to play with. Oh, I was looking for a teddy bear or something like that. If you don't have any, I'll just get going. Oh! Should have said sooner, I have teddy bears! Really? Yes, most cuddly bears in all Eternum, much fluffy! Give me a second, they're around here somewhere. Ah, here they are! Just a little longer. I'm choosing best bear! Oh yes, this one perfect! Here you go, friend. Best toy in all Eternum. Damn, it looks like one of the things you fight in Rants. The Hannies. And I can do that, but yeah. Did you just make this now with an old cushion? You see cushion? Kids see new best friend. It smells kind of weird. That's the smell of love and invaluable companionship. Well, to be honest, it doesn't look that bad for something that was made in 30 seconds. I hope it's good enough. All right, I'll take it. How much is it? Don't try to con me. Oh, come now. Can't ever put price on childhood friendship. But in this case, I will. Only 30 Eternals. Good friend discount just for you. I expected worse, to be honest. Okay, deal. Excellent. You won't regret. You just solidified child's value of loving relationship for the rest of their lives. Oh, sweet. You won't regret it. Anything else you need? No, that was all, thank you. New shoes, ring for ding dong, gift for lady, tasty snack for tummy tums. Actually, I got the neural implant thanks to Luna. I think it'd be a nice gesture to get her something as a thank you. You said you had something for a lady? Of course. What is she like? How is she? Her name is Luna. She has red eyes and black hair. She's a summoner, I think, and... Ah, shush, say no more. I have perfect gift. But I just said that... Come with me. This Maurice. The goat? Yes, best goat. He comes from far off land. Say hi, Maurice. Girls with red eyes love animals. Do they? What gift is better than receiving new best friend? Maurice can do everything. Thirsty, he make you glass of milk. Lonely, good company. Have valuables, fear naughty, guard home. Tired of cleaning up after me, turn into many meals and delicious broth. Do you have anything else? Fine. Yes, I have more. Come here. Client wants to buy you. Good boy. A toucan. This Maurice. I thought the goat was named Mark. Maurice very intelligent. He know all the answers. See for yourself. Maurice, what's the capital of Sweden? Stockholm. Good boy. Wow, impressive. Yes. He knows geography. His good friend, he make for delicious broth. Maurice, what's the capital of Norway? Stockholm. Close. Same peninsula. Maurice, what's 3 times 3? Stockholm. He needs a bit of practice. He needs a bit of practice. But he's very clever. I tell you lies. Excuse me. I tell you no lies, only truth. And finally, my best hairy companion. Maurice! Of course. He's been guardian of the shop. He fluffy, he friendly, he cuddly. He also very clever. Say hello to the man, Maurice. Aw. He's adorable. Yes, he also... Hold up. Where you grab that fish? That's my fish! You eating my supper. Give back to me. Come here! Go! If I catch you, I turn you into delicious broth! What the... Well, my friend, that was all. What you going for?
I'm not sure she'll like any of these gifts.
Trust me, no summoner can go without their spirit animal. Only 300 eternals each.
Buy the goat? Buy the toucan? Buy the cat? Don't buy any.
If you buy the toucan will fly off. Buy the cat will run away. You buy the goat will run off. I don't trust this man and his circus. No! Good day to you, I say, sir. Good day. I don't think I'll take any of them. Don't be like that, friend. I'm sorry, Chop Chop. Ah, tough negotiator, huh? Okay, you win. I let you have this one for half price. Only 150 Eternals, once-in-lifetime deal.
I'm sorry, I'm not interested. Maybe next time.
Well, okay, next time it is. Well, it's time for me to go back. Goodbye. Thank you, friend. Come back another day. Chop Chop miss you already. Bye-bye for now.
Okay. Hopefully the teddy bear will be enough to break the curse of whatever's going on in this town. I hope the girls have been okay up there. I wasn't going to buy the toucan. I know there's people in the comment section. You could have at least bought the toucan. I'm not buying the toucan. I wasn't buying the cat. And I'm sure as hell not buying the goat. Here you are, Annie. A lovely goat. Bleh! Yeah, I'm sure that's what she wants. Alright, guys. So we're out of time. Yeah, we're out of time. I can't do anything about it. Go complain to the people that make time. It's their fucking fault. But we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with another great episode of Eternum in July. Yes, July, because we're doing Waifu Month. It's also Waifu Pride Month or Robosexual Pride Month. I've got it planned, guys. There's a whole big thing, and I even had the shit generated months ago because I got it confused. I thought, like, the Pride Month was in March for some reason, or May, or April something. I can't fucking remember. But anyway, the shit's already done, so I'll probably generate some more. But yeah, we're doing the Robosexual Pride Month, or Waifusexual Pride Month, whatever you want to call it. And it's going to be a lot of waifu-type games, you know. We got a whole thing that we're doing. It's cool stuff. I think you'll like it. But, yeah, Eternum fans are going to have to wait a month. I know it sucks, but don't worry. I'll bring back Eternum with a whole full episode. And if I don't do a full episode, you can bitch at me in the comments, and I'll do a full episode as soon as I see the... Like, if I accidentally forget and give you a half an episode... Or like 30 minutes instead of an hour. Just bitch at me in the comments section and say, Grim, you promised an hour. And then the fucking next day, I'll throw out what I was doing, going to be doing in July that day. And I'll do a full episode of Eternum on top of what I was going to do. So it'll be, you'll get a full episode and a half. That'll be fucking cool, right? Alright, so at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord. We will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Eternum, again, in July. Stay tuned.